Here is the week in Congressman John Faso news. Votes he took, positions he espoused, and protest rallies and town halls that he attended or not. The website 538.com currently reports that John Faso votes with Donald Trump's positions 87.1% of the time, a slight increase from last week.
Heather Cagle reports at Politico that Representative Louise Slaughter died March 16th after representing the Rochester area in Congress for more than 30 years. The 88-year-old New York Democrat had been hospitalized for a fall last week. Slaughter was the first woman to chair the House Rules Committee. Representative John Faso, Republican of Kinderhook, issued the following statement. Quote, I'm saddened to learn the news of Representative Louise Slaughter's passing. Louise was a kind and caring colleague and a steadfast advocate for the people of Western New York. As the first woman elected to serve Western New York in Congress, she is a trailblazer for so many women and young girls who also strive to serve our nation. May she rest in peace. End quote.
Another candidate says she wants to be the congressperson representing the 19th congressional district, with Louisa Parker launching an independent bid for the seat now held by John Faso of Kinderhook. Parker's website says she was brought to New York City at, quote, 14 months of age, unquote, by her Cuban-born mother. She is now herself a mother of two and has, quote, undergraduate degrees at Pennsylvania State University and, quote, a graduate degree from the New School for Social Research, unquote. She lives in Sullivan County, though her website does not say when she moved there, and works as the Prevention Services Coordinator for Catholic Charities Prevention Services of Orange and Sullivan. Quote, I do not possess a background in politics, so no smooth-talking, soft-selling, glossy looking individual here, folks, unquote, says her website, which stresses education is her most important issue. There are now 7 Democrats, 1 Republican, and 2 independent candidates running for the 19th congressional seat.
The Daily Freeman reports that Callie Jane was arraigned March 20th and ordered to return in a week to court for allegedly trespassing on a parking lot at Representative John Faso's Kingston office. The activist, protesting with others on the sidewalk outside Faso's office March 5th, allegedly spent time in the adjacent parking lot despite repeated warnings from the building's owners. The Daily Freeman story says, quote, Citizen Action of New York, with which Jane is affiliated, has alleged that she was charged because she is black, end quote. Citizen Action of New York, with which Jane is affiliated, has alleged that she was charged because she is black, end quote. A spokesperson for Faso claims the congressperson has nothing to do with the arrest. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. The Dutchess County Republican Committee will host Sheriff David Clark at a fundraiser April 12th at the Grand View, a private venue in Poughkeepsie. The former sheriff of Milwaukee County in Wisconsin is controversial for many reasons. Clark has called for the suspension of habeas corpus in the United States. His jail turned the water off to inmate Terrell Thomas's cell for 6 days, resulting in his death by dehydration. His jail handcuffed and shackled pregnant women and at least one woman in labor. Twitter has temporarily blocked him for promoting violence against the media, and he recently claimed that the school children who survived the shooting in Parkland, Florida, were actually operatives of George Soros. Representative John Faso has praised Clark at a 2016 meeting of the Oath Keepers, an anti-government American far-right organization associated with the Patriot and militia movements.
What a delightful crowd and what a tremendous patriot we have in Sheriff David Clark. It's so great to be with you, Sheriff Clark. And I truly appreciate what you're doing. Our liberties are at risk. That's one of the main reasons why I decided to run.
Representative John Faso, who sits on the House Committee on Agriculture, released a list of 8 priorities March 20th for the farm bill currently being negotiated in Congress. They are facilitating more progress in improving dairy programs, cracking down on fake organics and supporting upstate organics farmers, helping veterans transition from military service to agricultural entrepreneurship, enhancing conservation programs for farmers, invigorating rural upstate economies, promoting healthy nutritional choices, aiding upstate farmers markets and our seniors, and supporting farmer mental health.
And if you're just tuning in, we're talking with Delaware County farmer Tiana Kennedy, who recently went to Albany and Washington, D.C. to lobby politicians about agricultural issues. And you met with Representative John Faso. You said it's now the second time you've talked to him with him in person. So is he was he receptive to agricultural ideas, or what is he like as a politician?
Yeah, I mean, we talked with so many people, and there was so many different levels of engagement. Like Gillibrand's office was amazing. They were like complete problem solvers, and like were just right in there with us. And Maloney also was amazing. Faso was definitely engaged and definitely cared. He was more interested in talking about SNAP and the issues of like gutting SNAP in this farm bill than
he was in favor of gutting food stamp.
No, no.
He was increasing.
He was just letting us know that he was in favor of, leveraging that program to, he definitely isn't in favor of that program and isn't threatening anybody to.
That's the food stamp program, right?
Exactly. Yeah. But his mind was there and how to improve that and how to solve those problems, because I think it's sort of a contentious issue in the committee. So instead of with everybody else, we were coming to talk about our issues, and with Faso, he was talking with us about his issue that he was interested in. But
so was he trying to get you to say things to back up his previously held beliefs, or was he looking for new information?
I think he was trying to get us to endorse his perspective, which was easy because we all want to keep it going, but he, and that only took a moment. He actually spent quite a good amount of time with us, maybe 45 minutes or something. And so we did eventually get to talk about all these different ideas with him. And his staff was very supportive. I mean, he basically said he would definitely endorse all of these acts that we were interested in because it made sense for our region. And there was no pushback or just, a couple of the offices we went to was just sort of staring at, I felt like we were wasting time and they were just waiting until we left. That was not the case at Paso's office. He himself was there. He was being called to session and he just ignored that to continue talking to us. So it's there was a lot going on while we were there, and he really was taking time out of a busy day to meet with us and talk about these agricultural issues. So I have to say, in this instance, it was a very positive experience.
CNN reports that the House of Representatives passed a $1.3 trillion spending package, 256 to 167, on March 22nd. The bill, which Representative Faso voted for, increases military and domestic spending and keeps the government funded through the end of September.